Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I think it definitely qualifies as evening. It's 11 o'clock on a Thursday night. This is episode number 45 of Average Joe Radio. This is Average Joe. Thanks for joining in. I know we got thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of listeners this evening, and I think that's awesome. We are pod/broadcasting all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, and we're digging it. It's a little cold up here, but, you know, we can take it. That's why I brought my coat. I'm being really average tonight, but anyway, thank y'all for checking out the episode. I know we were running late on schedule, as in by days. Normally we do it on Sunday nights, but I actually had to go out of town on some business, and we had some birthday celebration going on, and you know, life happens. But I wanted to get this show in this week, and so I just we did one other late show. A while back for similar reasons. I was just, life happening, and I ended up doing the last one late. I did it like 2 o'clock in the morning. And golly, you wouldn't believe how many people were listening live. I'd probably say zero, but that's my guess. I mean, but no, actually we had some listeners that eventually listened to the archive. But anyway, thank you for listening to Average Joe tonight. We're going to talk about, the title of the show is Till Death Do Us Part, and you can use your imagination on what that might be about. Meanwhile, first of all, Album of the Week. Now, before I announce the Album of the Week, last week I had said, because we had one nomination from a listener, one of our regular listeners and kind of a consultant for the show, whether he knows it or not. And that got me to thinking that we should have nominations for Album of the Week. So I invited you guys to email us at averagejo@carolina.rr.com and make a nomination for your favorite album. And for those of you kids that don't know what an album is, that's what we used to call the vinyl. Like a CD is technically an album, too, because it's a compilation of music that's produced by an artist, usually, or it might be, compilation's not really the right term. That sounds more like, anyway, it's a bunch of songs on vinyl, and from usually from the same artist. And so, but anyway, I invited you guys to email me your favorite album to nominate Album of the Week, and so far we have gotten none. So right now, the one nomination that I have gotten from Jim is Ahead. So if you guys want to get your album in the hat, then I'm going to give it till the end of the month, because it's the 4th now. So we're going to give it till the end of April, and all the nominations, the thousands that are going to pour in by then we'll choose an Album of the Month. Meanwhile, I'll be selecting Album of the Month on my own personal, taste. And I haven't, I think I've already told you what it was, didn't I? Beatles, Abbey Road. That's like my favorite. That's probably in my top five favorite albums of all time, because I'm a Beatles fan, for one, and I think that's probably my favorite Beatle album. But anyway, so on we go. Let's move on. Got the business out of the way. This day in history. 1968, April 4th, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. He was fatally shot while standing on the balcony outside his second-story room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. He was in Memphis to support a sanitation workers' strike and was on his way to dinner when a bullet struck him in the jaw and severed his spinal cord. King was pronounced dead after his arrival at a Memphis hospital. He was 39 years old. Man, what a tragedy. What a tragedy. A young man. Also on this day, Microsoft was founded in 1975. When most Americans used typewriters, childhood friends Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded Microsoft. Let's see, who else? What else? There's several items. I think I'll let it go at that. So, anyway, the headliner is definitely Martin Luther King. He was one of the most famous men in our, at least in the last 100 years. He's way up there. But anyway, thank you guys again for listening. tonight's topic, like I said, is Till Death Do Us Part. And what I am talking about, as you probably guessed, is I am talking about marriage in a way. I'm going to be talking about the not-so-fun stuff in marriage. If you want to call in, the number is 914-219-0884. I invite you to do so. Above Average Joe, let me tell you this first. What got me thinking about this was this week there was a couple here in North Carolina, D.W. Williams and Willie Williams, had been married. They celebrated their 82nd anniversary. Mr. Williams is 103, or excuse me, Mrs. Williams is 103, I think. I'm assuming Willie would be the male. So, yeah. One's 103, one and one is 100. They're old. But they've been married for 82 years, and that got me to thinking about the subject this week. And I really struggled this week, as I do a lot of times on coming up with a subject. But that just kind of stuck with me, and I said, I'm going to talk about that a little bit because I know that I'm sure their life was just perfect. They probably never had a single argument. They probably smiled and kissed and loved on each other every day without a single cross word because that's what marriage is really like. but the experience I have with marriage, and some of this I may have talked about before because I usually a lot of times will reflect on my personal life and personal experiences. And, marriage is probably the biggest thing that happens to you, short of having kids. But I was married, I have been married twice. The first time was a little over 6 years. And, that was, I definitely got married too young. Probably got married for the wrong reason. I think I just thought I needed to be married or whatever. And, I won't get into that. Out of respect to my ex-wife, I'm not going to, be talking about all that because, she's gone her way and I've gone mine and it's all good. So, but currently, and hopefully as I said, in sickness and health, and that's Above Average Joe and I have been married for, it'll be 24 years in October of this year. We actually met on the telephone, and I think I've told y'all some of this story before, but we worked for the same company, and I was working in a support role, and she was a field photographer, and she called in for some help with her equipment, and anyway, we got to know each other and, started flirting a little bit, and, the rest, as they say, is history, but she's Canadian, and so that was some struggles right there, and that's kind of part of the story, the things that, and it kind of this kind of reflects on some of our current news or current events is all the immigration stuff that you've been hearing about. For Above Average Joe and I to be able to live together in this country. It cost us, for her and our three stepdaughters, but they're my daughters, it cost us over $10,000 by the time we did, paid the lawyer, because we hired an immigration attorney, and we you know, had to go through all the hoops so far as they had to go through these expensive physical examinations and background checks and all that stuff. But they're all legal now, been legal, you know, for almost 24 years. And it's going to stay that way. So, you know, we did it the right way. But, you know, we struggled because of that. But we decided that we were going to be together for the rest of our lives, and that's what it was going to take. So that's what we did. You know, we did what we had to. 914-219-0884. If you just want to comment, or if you happen to, you know, want to talk about a little bit about your story, that's fine too. We've got about 20 minutes left of the show. I can fill it up with my story, or you can call and comment about some of your story or ask me questions or whatever. I know you're just dying to know about, you know, what I'm talking about. We've had a lot of things happen in the last 24 years. But the main thing I wanted to talk about, because the title of the show is In Sickness and in Health, and we have had some real struggles with health, mostly for above average Joe. Back in 06, she was diagnosed with a terminal illness called primary pulmonary hypertension. Now they call it idiopathic pulmonary hypertension. And what it is basically a restriction of the capillaries in her lungs and her pulmonary artery. And so what happens is because the heart, because of those restrictions of her capillaries, when the heart is trying to pump blood into her lungs to pick up oxygen, it causes the heart to be under more pressure because it's having to push harder gets more back pressure because the pipes aren't as big. And so that causes problems. So when we first found out about it, this was in 06, and there hasn't been, it's a rare disease. I'd never heard of it. She'd never heard of it. But I won't go through all the steps that we went through to find out about what it was and what to do about it. But we ended up going to Duke Clinic up in Durham and Duke Hospital, and there's a pulmonologist up there that is a world-class physician. He's actually at Cedars-Sinai out in California now, but we went to that doctor. And at first, because when you find out you got some kind of sickness, you have a tendency to want to go on the internet and research it and everything. Well, the current status on that disease was they said you had a life expectancy of about 3 years. Well, I mean, that was in 06, and she's still around, and she's still doing pretty good. So that's not necessarily accurate, especially now. And thank God, she has a world-class doctor. We're very blessed to have Duke so close by. They're only about an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And she takes medication every day. And fortunately, she has responded well to that medication. And so in some sense, she's pretty much able to live a normal life. It could have been as bad as a lot of people that have that disease in a severe. Hers is, I guess, a moderate case. Some people that have a real severe case of it, they have to have like this medicine that's actually injected into their body that they have to carry around this backpack. And it basically has a tube going into them that injects this stuff. And it's super, super expensive. But fortunately, she did not have to do that. And she's been able to take oral medication and you know, give her a fairly normal life. Well, so we went through that for a while. 914-219-0884. If you want to email us, averagejo@carolina.rr.com. So we've been dealing with that, you know, basically for, well, let's see, 06, 16 is 10, so about 13 years. So we go to Duke, you know, a few times a year, usually, to have that addressed. So then back in, let's see, 17, I think, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So that was another one, and that was one thing that always, she was always afraid of the C word because of her parents. They both died young from cancer. And so that was pretty scary. Fortunately, she had to have a lumpectomy, and she had some chemo. She was not able to finish the chemo because she had so many reactions to, you know, side effects and everything, but she got through, the doctor says, you know, hopefully a good enough amount. And then she had some radiation. And so she's cancer free. And so we're expecting her to end up being an old lady one day, even older than she is now. So yeah, we're gonna grow old together. I'm confident of that, and thank God for that. We don't take it for granted. So we're just kind of getting done with that, and then this past October, when we were celebrating our 23rd anniversary, we were actually out to dinner at a local restaurant over in a little town called Mount Pleasant. We went pretty kind of a fancy place. We had prime rib and, you know, some really nice dinner together. And when we were leaving, we got in the car and she started having these stroke-like symptoms. She felt like she had the left side of her body was numb, and so I rushed her to the hospital and to the emergency room, and she didn't have a stroke. So they gave us several different, well, a handful of different things it could have been. I don't think they really knew what it was. But anyway, we went through that probably close to a half a dozen times where she'd have these attacks, and I'd end up taking her to the emergency room because even though we knew that it probably wasn't a stroke, we didn't want to take any chances, you know. It was like she was scared, I was scared, and so we went, we ended up going to the emergency room several times, and then she was admitted, you know, a few times, and you know, it never was a stroke. So finally we ended up going to a neurologist, a brain doctor. And after a series of tests, finally figured out she has what's called syncope, and there's more to it than that, but it's basically a blood pressure problem. And so she still has these little attacks, but not so much, not as bad. And it seems to be triggered by when she eats, because a lot of the blood, you know, goes to your digestive system when you eat. So it takes blood away from other areas. And she's on medication for that, but she still has some symptoms, and it's very likely that she could be, you know, have these type of symptoms for the rest of her life. But and that's the hopefully that'll be it. We've tried them all, if she has, and I've went through it with her, and I know it's not as hard on me as it is her, but you know, I've been by her side every step of the way, and I'm not bragging or anything. I'm just saying that's just what you do when you're married to somebody and you love them. I've actually had You know, we've met a lot of people in the doctor's offices and on Facebook and all that have been through a lot of these experiences. You know, Above Average Joe has reached out to people that have gone through these diseases, and in some cases, you know, their husbands would leave them. You know, a lot of times in the cancer, breast cancer, you know, sometimes their body is changed, you know, because of that. And, you know, if they have a mastectomy or anything like that, then, of course. And then just some guys just can't handle it. And I don't really get that. But, you know, if you love somebody, and that, I guess that's the key right there, if you love somebody. You know, you're going to stick with them, you know, through the bad times. And as you get older, you know, we're not elderly by any means, but we're getting close to where we get our senior citizen discount. They're starting to ask me at restaurants now. And I'm tempted to fib, but I don't. I'm just like, what are you saying? Are you saying I look like I'm a senior citizen? And they don't answer. So, of course, if they ask me, then, of course, they must have thought, well, maybe he could be. So most places I think you have to be at least 60. I'm 57, so I'm getting close. but as you get older, you know, you're going to have more problems. I personally have some health problems, nothing nearly as severe as Above Average Joe, but I have a few little things. I take some medicine for some triglycerides and some cholesterol, and, you know, I take some over-the-counter stuff for my knees and things like that. So, it's going to happen. I mean, if you live long enough, you're going to have some medical problems. So just because your spouse starts getting a little weak in certain areas doesn't mean you just cast them aside and move on, because it could be you, the one that's, you know, having some issues. And you certainly hope and pray that they don't, you know, just leave you because you're no good anymore. You're not your... your damaged goods. So, you know, and in some ways, especially, well, maybe through the, I guess through it all, but especially through the pulmonary problems that she's had, and then with the cancer, it's actually brought us closer together, and because we've been through this struggle together, and you know it, and then when those kind of help, like I said, the hypertension, you know, is technically a terminal illness, and then of course cancer can be, but more and more, of course, with good doctors and thank God she had good doctors, has good doctors, you know, we've gotten through that too, but. But it has brought us closer together, and you know, I think we both appreciate each other even more than ever, and I think it's the struggles. You know, it's easy to smile and be happy when everything is honky dory and think you're just cruising along having a good time. I mean, we've gone on some vacations together. We've done a lot of stuff together. We like to go camping together. We've been on a few cruises together. We've done a lot of road trips. I mean, we love to go out and do things together. And golly, you know, it's real easy to just, you know, love on each other, and when everything is just, you know, clicking right along. You know, the times you get to, you know, like we bought a couple of houses together, you know, moving into a new house, and, you know, or you get a new car, or, you know, Christmas time, you get stuff, you know, just all the things you do. Go out and eat together and do fun things together. You know, that part's easy. But, and I know most of you, I hope most of you that are usually listening to this show, I'm kind of singing to the choir, because I know, especially those of you that I know personally that listen to this show, you know, I know pretty much the status of your relationship with your spouse, if you have one, and then, or at least from what I've observed, and just, and also a lot of the challenges that you've been through too. But many of you out there, you know, I don't know. I mean, I may not even know you and don't know the challenges, but I can relate either way, because we've been through it, through a lot. So we just, you know, we live one day at a time. You know, we don't overlook the fact that there most likely will be tomorrow, but we certainly don't assume there's going to be tomorrow. So you better love the ones you love right now. My daddy used to say, and you may have heard me say this before, that give your flowers while they live. And that was a metaphorical flower that he was talking about. You know, don't wait till somebody's dead and gone that you care about to, and then go out and bunch of flowers and put it on their grave because you feel guilty you didn't spend any time with them. Do it now. You have to find balance in living for today, because really there's no guarantee of tomorrow. But then you don't want to be stupid. You know, you want to kind of look out for future self too, because it's very possible that you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're probably going to need a place to live and something to eat. So you have to keep that in mind too. And that's all about being responsible and, you know, trying to keep a job and being financially not necessarily savvy, because that would put me out of the loop, but financially responsible. You know, try to be live within your means or less than your means or whatever, and try to plan for the future financially and spiritually. But, you know, this is what was on my heart in the last day or so. And first of the week, I really didn't know what we were going to talk about, but I knew it would come to me. And I was inspired by this couple that was married for 82 years, or has been married for 82 years. And I was like, you know what? I mean, I know I've talked about, you know, Average Joe and I and how we met and all that before, but I don't think I've ever told you about, you know, those struggles, about, you know, the things we've been through. And I'm not, by no means am I looking for sympathy, because we've been very blessed. And I thank God for the doctors that she's had. I thank God for our friends and family that have looked after us and helped us. You know, the fact that I've had a job and I've had good medical insurance. So we haven't had a huge financial struggle and been able to get through this. And, you know, we've just been very blessed. So I am by no means am I complaining. And like I said, I mean, it's really brought us closer. I'd like to think that we would be just as close, even if it hadn't happened, that, you know, we would still be just as close. But I just feel like that the catalyst of some of our connection in our relationship has been the fact that we've been through these struggles together. So we're about out of time here. I know, I like I told you, I have plenty to talk about, whether you call in or not, so we didn't have any problems with that. But I appreciate y'all listening to me tonight, and if you didn't listen tonight, if you're listening to the recording, thanks very much. And we'll be back on Sunday night, as far as I know, and we'll talk some more. But 10 seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7, 1-800-795-6565. But thank you again for listening tonight. Email your album of the week, averagejo@carolina.rr.com. Good night.